At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at vistaprint.com.
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized, interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grunes. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code podcast at grunes.co. That's code podcast at GRUNS.co.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Ro. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Ro, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to ro.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to ro.co/safety.
15 or something, so we've got the full 2 hours for you right here today with me, with the Home Improvement Show. And last week, we had some really great conversations. We had Jim call in. He was asking about the best way to re-glue wallpaper seams that are kind of peeling back. We had a conversation about that. We had another conversation about some 20-year-old builder-grade cabinets with Ralph. That was very common and builder-grade everything in your home, windows, cabinets, flooring. There's all sorts of builder-grade materials that just there's better materials out there that can last longer and you know, they're cost conscious up front, and these might cost a little more the next time. But if you could get them into your house, and if you could make those selections that are a little better, a little above builder grade, that could really help you out and pay that initial, you know, you get what you pay for, pay that initial price up front with the house, with the payment in the loan. And if you got a builder that can help make that happen for you, that could be a great thing. So think about that while building, think about that while remodeling, about what you're really getting, do some research. But we had Kate, she called in about some condensation on her HVAC vents and got into some proper attic ventilation and talked about the attic with power fans for vents and kind of really went through how all that works. And then we had David, he needed some advice on some roof damage, some hail damage with the insurance companies not covering it, saying there wasn't enough. So we kind of discussed what happens, how that happens, how they figure that out, what steps can he take to try and reassure that they are on the up and up and that there isn't enough damage there to get it covered, because there is a good rule that we talked about in how they go through and how they figure that out. So it is kind of a set thing. So yeah, we had some really, really great conversations coming through, and one of them really with Jeff called in asking for some direction on which is better, either adding some insulation or upgrading his HVAC system to a better heat pump, higher efficiency unit. He had been looking into both, talking about both, and really trying to figure out like which one would be the best solution. And really, if you have insulation values and air sealing abilities that aren't great, then really the kind of hard answer for that was to do both. Really, they're both great things to do. And if you can afford it, take on both jobs, and they're both going to help you a lot. They're both going to really do more. Now, if you're not in a position right away to do everything, then I was kind of leaning towards do your HVAC, because if you're looking for, you know, you get those high efficiency units, that's where you're going to really see like a recoup and money coming back and see your energy bills actually lowered quite a bit. That insulation value is going to help. It's going to be more comfortable. It's going to help the house perform well. But with that insulation, you're going to have a lot. You're just not going to notice as much on your energy bills. Like, I put this in my attic and boy, my energy bill really came down. You might see it quite a bit in the hottest couple months of summer and in the coldest couple of months of winter, when you really got AC and heat going a lot and going strong. But there is a good reason to have them where they need to be in both systems. So, and we can talk about this a little more as we go on through the next couple of hours, but there's a lot involved with how we figure out insulation, how much insulation you need, and how it's changed over time, and looking at the different climate zones. It is different everywhere, and not every house is equal, and not every area is equal. So like last week we were talking about, you know, we used to, the codes, most of them say R38. We're going towards R49. They're recommending R49. So just out of curiosity, I looked up Minnesota's recommendation, and their recommendation is R49 to R60. So where we're kind of minimum R38 for a lot of our codes and areas, they're more a minimum R49 for their codes and areas, but recommending now as years go by up to an R60. So we can get into more of how that worked, what these zones are, and how they help figure that out. But also, don't forget that this show is about you. This show is for you, to help you get through whatever it is you need. So that's why I'm sitting in the big chair today. So feel free, jump in, give me a call, whatever you have going on, 314-436-7900. Will find me right here. We're going to take a short break and we can get into more of this and or answer your calls and questions and conversations right after this. Welcome back to the Home Improvement Show. Remember, I'm here. I'm for you. I'm here to help you. We can get through whatever you need. We've got two solid hours today without any interruptions. So 314-436-7900 will get you straight in here to me. And I like to go back and kind of go over what some of those conversations have been and were, and also the conversations I have during the week. But the ones from the last week or two from the radio don't forget, when you hear that, if it's something you're interested in, not only can you call in and let's talk about it right now, but if you don't have time, you don't have the availability, you can jump back. You can look up Odyssey's website. You can find the all the episodes in that website and go back and listen to the week before that, to hear kind of what we talked about and what we went over. So again, just jump in. Let's see what you got going on. 314-436-7900. So we've got BJ that's done just that. So let's jump to the phone and see what is happening with BJ. You there, BJ? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I certainly am. And good morning, and thanks for taking the call so quickly.
Oh, you're welcome.
Two quick questions. Number one, I'm getting some brand-new garage floor put in a driveway. When should I seal it? What should I seal it with?
It depends on the finish of the driveway. So is the driveway just a regular, like, light broom finish, or are you doing, like, exposed aggregate, or?
No, it's going to be a light broom finish.
Yeah, light broom finish. So, yeah, you just want a clear like silicone based sealant that just kind of sprays on, and you don't see it. You don't really know that it's there, but it gets into the pores and it fills those pores up. So I don't have the name off the top of my head of the sealer for the driveway and the sealer for the garage, but there is kind of a difference there of the type that you want to put on, because that garage floor has a lot slicker finish,
and it will
hold off more, and the pores are a lot more closed on that finish, so it's a little hard to get into it. So there is a difference in what you want, but you can do the sealer kind of right away. Within like a week or two is usually fine. And because generally when I have driveways done through B&W with Mosby, we offer the sealer at the time to have it put on, and they come back like 7 to 10 days or 12 days, something like that, and kind of clean it up a little bit and put the sealer on. So it's not really, really a long time that you have to wait
about,
on the driveway.
Excuse me. On the driveway. Okay.
Yeah.
And what about the garage? Is there something, a light duty sealer? Or?
Yeah, there is a sealer for the garage. Again, I don't remember the name of that one offhand either. I think that one you might want to wait a little bit longer to get put on there. Did the company that's doing the work talk to you about sealer or offer an option for sealer?
Well, they basically said, yeah, there's an option, and they were saying for the driveway 30 days, and as well as they finished the garage, he didn't really think, because he says it is really slick. And he says, you know, he didn't recommend a garage sealer.
Yeah, and a lot of them definitely, there's a lot less need for the sealer on the garage floor than there is the driveway. Okay. Absolutely, for sure, because the way that that's done, it's meant to try and help prevent. That finish is meant to help prevent things from absorbing into it. They still will. And that's why you still can do a penetrating sealer on a garage floor. And it will help. Or later on, you can also do like an epoxy, Rust-Oleum epoxy shield finish or something like that over top of that garage floor as well. And doing that kind of early on you know, a few months or something, like a month to 3 months after the garage floor is done, wouldn't be a bad idea too, because there's a lot in, if you go with an epoxy on top, there's a lot of prep in that. And with the garage floor being newer, you won't have to work quite as hard to get it prepared to put that epoxy on. So, but there still is like a deep penetrating sealer that you can use on that garage floor.
Okay.
And it is helpful.
And the second question is, I've got some really old drywall that never really got, you know, it was finished, but it was never painted with anything. What would I need to do? And I was told by a painter that I probably really need to put on kills, but he didn't really recommend anything to clean off the surface.
Oh, so, well, yeah, so for cleaning the surface, I would say just wiping it with very damp, like not wet, but just wiping it with a very damp sponge or rag just to get the dust off of the surface and off of the tape joints and everything. Is this like in a garage?
Yeah.
Where they just fire tape? Yep. So you just want to just not wet, but very damp, either sponge or rag. If you have like a pole with a sander for like sanding drywall, where it's kind of like a 4x8 inch or 10 inch, you know, flat sanding pad thing on like a painter's pole to get to the ceiling and everything.
Yeah.
I just literally get a rag damp and wring it out, you know, wet, wring it out, have it damp, wrap it around that and just kind of almost like you're painting, just go over it and it'll just kind of pull that dust off. And depending on how long it's been is how often you got to kind of rinse the rag out. So it'll keep picking up, but you just want to get that, all that dust and cobwebs and all that off the surface. And, Akills would be a good idea if you have water stains. If everything looks perfect and clean, you can just go to a regular drywall primer, like a PVA primer would work well. But depending on how long it's been there and if you have any staining.
I have staining.
Then the good oil-based Kills is going to be your best coat because it'll cover that staining and everything. Another thing you could try to do is if maybe for a money thing or to save a little bit of money is use like a regular drywall PVA primer first after you clean it, and then use the Kills on your stains that come through the primer. So you could do it either way, either paint the whole thing with the Kills or just use the primer, and then if you got 4 or 5 stained areas, come back, put that oil-based Kills on it, and then go with your, you know, regular white flat paint after that.
Well, my thought is that Kills oil-based, it does end up with like kind of satin finish, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
So my thought was just one good coat of that, probably.
And be done?
Yeah.
Yeah, then it saves your paint, sure.
I mean, it saves a lot of labor.
Yeah, absolutely it can. For sure. Yep. So that's another theory. So just depending on how good you get it on and how, you know, good it covers everywhere. The problem with that Kills is, in what I've run into and seen in the past, is the water-based doesn't always work very well, and the oil based is what's going to completely work. It'll have that kind of eggshell shine to it, but boy, it's like, I mean, good thing you're in the garage, because if you can open the garage door for a good part of it, if you have a man door that goes out, because you need great ventilation, and it's really nasty. It doesn't clean up easy. You need thinner, and it is oil. So it's not, I mean, I would literally buy a halfway decent brush that you're probably just going to throw away when you're done, you know, cause it's just really going to be that nasty of a cleanup and during it. So that's why a lot of times people would just kind of skip to, I'll do that a little bit where I need it and then do the normal stuff everywhere else, because it could be a lot easier. So, all right, okay. BJ.
Well, I appreciate it.
Hey,
thank
yeah,
you very much.
I appreciate the call. You're very, very welcome. I got to jump into a quick break here, but for everybody out there, don't forget us, 314-436-7900. Jim, I will get to you as soon as we get through this quick break. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. All right, we're back. Home Improvement Show. Rich Orr is here sitting in the big chair for you. We just went through a bunch of concrete and painting with BJ. And I did want to throw in there real quick that just to clarify, the deep penetrating sealer, like a siloxane base, is the type of sealer for that driveway that you can do. It's a little more forgiving. It breathes a little more, so it will soak in. So you can do that on the driveway within 7 to 14 days of that driveway being done. But yes, in the garage, if you do an epoxy, you do sealer in there, anything on top or any other type of topical coating sealers, even on the driveways, when you want to wait that month, like 28 to 30 days, and let that completely cure, because they're more of a not breathing, lock everything in type of sealer. So that's kind of where that difference is. But hey, if you need something like that, I'm here. We're willing. We'll help you out. We'll see what we can do. 314-436-7900. We got Jim on the phone. Let's jump to Jim and see what's happening. How you doing today, Jim?
All right. How are you?
I'm good. Very good.
What I got a question on is the wash machine. I got a washer from my aunt about 8 years ago, and it's worked fine. But once in a while, the water comes out when it's off. Where the water comes out in the washer, you know?
Uh-huh, just drips into the tank.
Right, right. And I don't know how to get to that. How do I get to that?
That, I would not know that. Definitely, that's going to be like the internal kind of electronic shutoff part of the washer that dishwashers end up with the same type of problem a lot, is that just starts to not really seat in, and you'll get times where you're dripping or you'll get like a puddle of water inside that tank. And that, I am truthfully, I have no idea. I'm sure every single washing machine is going to be a little bit different. Right, and I would totally recommend just either go to the professionals and go to an appliance repair company to check that out, or I would just research on the internet, find the book for the model, all that, because you can find all that information on the internet nowadays, and figure out, you know, if you find that part, then that will kind of show like the breakdown of the machine, where it is. And I would almost be willing to place a pretty decent sized bet on the fact that if you found all that information out and then on YouTube just searched for a video like replacing that part name in the model of that, the make and model of the washing machine, you might find a video that shows you exactly that, where somebody walks you right through it.
All right. Now, the second question is, I'm trying to find outlet on the washer machine at the bottom, but I can't find it on the bottom. I got to take off the back or what?
I kind of lost you there, and you're cutting in and out a little bit. You're looking for the outlet on the bottom of the washing machine, the outlet for where the water comes out for the drain hose? Is that what you mean? Or
where there's like a drainage that has dirt and net in it, you know, that gets up in there and pops it up?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, yeah, basically the where the hose connects to where it shoots the water up and drains it out.
Right, right.
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, usually that's just coming right off the back. Like, it should be very easy to find. So are you saying the hose is going into the back of the machine and you can't see, like, the clamp where it clamps on and everything?
Yeah, I can see that. It must be behind there then. Okay.
Yep, it would be behind. Yeah, it would be behind there.
On the new washers, like today's brand, you know, today's model, they got front-loaded washers where you can pull it out and see the bottom of the stuff that comes out.
And oh, say, yeah.
Oh, well.
Yep, I'm sure every unit's probably going to have it in a little different spot, too, or you know what I mean? Like, it's they'll all be somewhat different from one another. But that same book and everything should tell you about that, too, and, like, where that's all located.
I find it on YouTube, right?
Well, you can look on YouTube for videos that might show you, someone might show you actually how to repair it. But if you searched online, the model, the make and model number of your washing machine and put like spec sheet, because it will, you can get a spec sheet that will show basically exactly how that thing's built and where every single part is and what every single part is called with the part number. So that's where you can kind of look at it and say, okay, well, this is what they call the shutoff and this is the part number for it. Then you could go to YouTube and see if there's a video how to replace this part on this machine. And you may very likely find a video to help you out on how to replace it. And then you can just search the same thing online. If you search the make of the machine and parts, just like, you know, washing machine parts, you'll find a ton of places where you can order these parts to fix this stuff yourself. I used to do a lot of this stuff on my washer, to my washer and my dryer to keep them running. And we had the older school model. They worked for years and years. I fixed the washing machine a couple, two or three times for different reasons throughout its life. I fixed the heating deal and the dryer once or twice until I finally gave up and we bought new units about eight years ago, something like that. But yeah, like you said, these newer units to me are just, it's like a newer car. I just quit working on them because they're just so complicated. I'll call them professional. It's getting beyond my means.
About $400 or $500 to call them out.
Yeah, I know. And that's where a lot of times you got really old units and they'll almost tell you sometimes over the phone, it's just better to buy something new.
Right. And you don't know if they last long. They only last 4 or 5 years, you know.
Yeah. Yep. All right, Jim. Appreciate it. I hope that was helpful enough. I wish I knew a little more exact on some of that, but the actual appliances and things, all those, they are extremely complicated. And there's a lot of moving parts. It is very much so like working on your car and kind of, you know, it used to be easier back in the day. I had a car, I put a timing chain on it. The car I have right now, I won't even change the oil. I just can't even do it. It's just weird oil. It's too complicated. It's just too easy to go somewhere and have them take care of it the right way. And how you get to it, how you fix anything. There's even special tools a lot of times you got to buy to work on a lot of these, either appliances, cars, everything. So it's getting extremely difficult to take care of and handle all that. But hey, we got one more segment before the end of this hour, and then we got a whole nother hour after that. So I'm here. Let's hear from you. Let's see what's going on around your house. Take a walk about, take a look around. And then give me a call, and we'll get you on after these messages. 314-436-7900 is how you're going to find me. So, hey, stay tuned. Don't go nowhere. More home improvement in just a minute.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized, interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to ro.co/listen to see if you qualify. Rx only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Home Improvement Show. Don't worry. Don't fret. This is the final segment, but it's just hour one. So there's a whole nother hour to come for you. Got plenty that we can talk about, plenty of time to talk to everyone out there. Let's just get in line, 314-436-7900. We're going to jump to Ann and see what's going on with Ann's driveway. Ann, are you there?
Ask you a question.
Yeah.
I have mold on my driveway, and I'm pretty sure it was you that recommended a while back a product, and I wrote it down, and I've lost it. It was like three words.
Oh, so you said you had mold on your driveway?
Yes, yes.
Oh, I gotcha. It was probably wet and forget.
Wet and forget. That was it.
Yep, they have a driveway cleaner, and they have all sorts of products, and they just came out within this past year with a new one for washing windows from the outside. That they say, now I haven't tried it, but they say basically you can spray two stories high easily, 30 feet or something high.
Really?
And cool. If you do it at the right time and in decent temperature, that you don't even have to squeegee nothing. You basically rinse it off with this product from your hose, and it will clean everything up and shine the glass and it won't leave spots and all this. The only thing I think it said was don't do it when it's like super, super hot out where it evaporates like real fast. So if you do it normal day, 75, you know, something degrees, and you just go around and do that, they say it does the screens. Just leave the screens in. It'll do everything. It'll wash it out. So they have it for siding and all the mildew and everything on the siding. They have it for composite deck floors and driveways and everything.
Do you know where I might purchase that in St. Louis?
Oh, yeah. You can definitely get Wet and Forget at any of the big box stores like Lowe's, Home Depot. I'm not positive about Menards, but I would have to think that they definitely have it. So any of the big home improvement stores are going to have that product for sure.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
No problem. Very welcome.
Bye.
All right. Have a good one. And yeah, so me, sometimes it depends on how bad it is, how long it's been there. I'm sure that products like that are not always going to work on the first go round. You might need to do it a couple times. It depending on how long it's been, if you use this product religiously every year, it probably works a lot easier and a lot quicker. If it's constant, I'm kind of an old school, I grew up working, painting and building stuff and became a project manager and ran jobs for Mosby Building Arts. And I'm just a power wash kind of guy. I get just like a relief from it. I just feel good after doing it and cleaning and everything. So I get the cleaners that you just dump in the little tank on the power washer and you soak it down and you let it sit and you spray it all off with the power washer. And so I haven't used these products a lot, and I don't personally know that like it works as great and grand every time on every house, because every house is different. Every house has different scenarios. And if it, like I said, if you haven't done anything for 2, 3, 4 years and you go at it, there just might be a lot of buildup. And if you do it religiously, it will probably work easier and better. So I wish you luck. I hope it works really, really well. And for me, I just get out my power washer and I run through and get it all cleaned. And I just get a really good feeling at the end of the day after that, like it's good and I've accomplished something. And I don't get that as much as I used to, because, what I do now as I go around, I don't get the hands on. I don't always get to help and build. And, even when I was a project manager, I did less and less of the actual build, but I was still that person that was always available to help out for a day or to be there when you need. You've got two people working somewhere, but you've just got a job where it's going to take six people to carry and install a beam. So you're one of the people on that day getting in it, getting your hands dirty again. And I just don't get to be that. And it's kind of funny, the things in a business and how everything goes. Like now my role, in what I do and what all of our consultants do, we're actually harder to insure and cost more to insure than a lot of the field guys. And one would think, well, that's kind of crazy. But if you think about it, the field is being kept up with, they're being trained, they're having meetings, they're getting notes about safety concerns, and they're always thinking and on top of safety and trying to be safe and setting things up properly. And it's a lot easier for someone in my position to think, well, I'm only going to break this rule this one time. I can't find a spot to tie off my ladder to this roof, so I'll just go up over here and it will be okay. And, this past week, I was just at a house with a roofer with me, inspecting the roof, taking a look at the roof, and we're getting up and looking at stuff. And, sure enough, he's doing this all the time. He sets up his ladder. Well, he finds it right near a plumbing vent stack, and he ties off to the plumbing vent stack. And I'm like, yep, see, he's safe. He's thinking about it, and he does this multiple times a day. So when we're running around, if we get into situations, it's easy for us to do that. So even in our position, we need to think about making sure we're doing things correctly and we have a tall enough ladder, everything that takes place. So it gets a little harder to look and see and do everything sometimes because we don't have everything on us or with us or different type ladders and height ladders. And so that's why they look at us and think, yeah, we need to, you know, premiums a little bit more on a person like this because we're just more likely to possibly have something happen than our field guys even might. So, but hey, we're coming to a close here. I see the phone lines are lighting up again. We'll be back after a while, so don't fret. We'll have plenty of time for everybody. 314-436-7900 is going to find me in the next hour. I'll see you in a bit. Well, there you have it, and there you are. Guess where you landed? Hour two of the Home Improvement Show here. Rich Orr is here for you. We got plenty of topics, plenty of material we can go over, talk about, help you with. But today, again, as every Saturday, your topic is my topic, and I'd love to help you out and see what's happening out there in St. Louis. How can we help you with your home? Well, the way to find out is to give me a call, 314-436-7900. And speaking of giving us a call, we've got Diane on the line, and Diane is just great at holding the line. I really appreciate holding the line. So let's see if Diane's there. Can you hear me, Diane?
Yeah. Hi, Rich. Can you hear me?
I can. Absolutely. What's going on?
Well, I have a strange question. We just had a brand new roof put on the house yesterday, and we had a skylight that was on there for 50 years and so that it shed light in the main bathroom of the house that had no windows. So to prevent any further leaking or problems with it, we just had it covered over, and the new roof now covers that tunnel. So my question is, on the inside of the house, when you're in that bathroom and you look up, you're looking at the plywood, and I need to make that correct. So okay. I want to drywall it so that no one ever knows it was ever there, but I know I can't trap the air in there. I'm going to have to vent it or do something with it in the attic. So do you have any advice for me on that?
Well, so what was the skylight? Was it like a circular, what they call like a sun tunnel, or was it like, is it like a square kind of regular skylight?
Yeah, it was a regular sky. It was just a plastic bubble over it, and it was probably 3 feet by 3 feet. And so they removed that, and they put the plywood over
gotcha.
The pole,
yep.
and then put the shingle. So now I'm looking up at the plywood from the inside of the home.
Gotcha. And so you've got drywall that goes up to the bottom of that plywood on all four sides of that square opening, correct?
Correct, I do.
Yep.
And it's significant. It's probably 6 or 8 feet on either side. So,
yes. So what you want to do there, you just want to open that back up. So when they go to drywall, they'll have to like take some of the drywall back, or they'll have to add some framing in that square that you can screw and mount the drywall to.
Okay.
And they'll kind of have to take the corner bead off around the drywall opening, and they can do the framing and everything and get ready to put that drywall in there. But what you want to do is, you just want to remove that drywall that's on all four sides going up to that plywood. And that is what will then ventilate the area. Because if your attic's
okay.
ventilated overall, once
mm-hmm.
those four pieces of drywall that go up to the bottom of that plywood, once that's out of the way, then
mm-hmm.
it the air will be able to move through there, breathe, and do everything
perfect.
That it needs to do. And since it's so tall, the other thing that you could do is you could just cut that drywall to where you could leave even like the bottom 10 or 12 inches or something of it there, take out the four sides from that point up to the bottom of that plywood, and that would ventilate it enough also. Because then the other thing that you'll need to do is once that's done and that's opened up and you get that drywall on the bathroom ceiling there, then you need to insulate on top of that drywall.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah.
So you'll want to insulate that opening so that it will have the R value and keep the temperature difference and not cause a problem later on with no insulation there. And if they use a what we call a bat style insulation, like the type that you roll out with the with the paper on one side and all that, you just want to make sure that they get it to fit really well in that opening, because that and that's why the loose blown in works so much better, because you can, when you blow that in, it all piles up, it goes everywhere, it fills all the gaps and seams, and where if you use the bat style where it's hard, it kind of fluffs up. If it's, if your opening's a little wider and that's off like an inch, well, then you've got an inch of space that has no insulation value.
I see.
And they might even be able to, for an area that size, I mean, you could probably just go to a big box store, buy the blown-in insulation, and just kind of like break it up from the attic with your hands and everything, and just fill that area really good. You want it to be kind of loose and broken up from the package when it comes out, but you wouldn't even necessarily need to, you know, have a blower if someone's DIYing the task. It's like, just that's a small area, buy way too much and just put it in there and loosen it with your hands and spread it around to fill the area as high as the rest. Yep.
Perfect. Okay, and then thank you. I have one more thing that I did. We had had a major leak several times around the chimney. And it caused damage all the way down into the finished basement. So we had a mess when it leaked, and we haven't used the fireplace in 35 years. So we had the chimney removed and had the roofers just cover over the chimney. So do I have any concerns with anything I should do with that?
So from the inside of the house, you still have a fireplace there?
I do. It's going to just have decorative candles in it.
Is it a wood burning fireplace or
it was, but we never used it.
So it's like a metal, it's like a metal box type of wood burning fireplace. So, so the main thing that concerns me there is, you know, to not have a fire in there. Someone else may not.
Oh yeah, that's true.
So my advice would be to do one of two things. Is one, you could literally just completely remove and cover over that fireplace. The other is I would find a way in some chimney sweeps might have a good idea of how to do it or whatever, but I would find a way to, if you're going to keep it there, close that thing off, block it off, even if it's like a solid piece of glass or something, you know, where you kind of still see through it, kind of like the gas fireplaces of today. They've got a solid sheet of glass. You can't, it takes effort to get into it. So that if you weren't there, or if you sold the house, and even if you told somebody, I mean, imagine like you get a house sitter and you're like, oh yeah, watch my dog, sit with the house, make sure everything's okay. And they're like, oh, it's getting kind of cold. And they buy some firewood at Quick Trip and you end up painting your entire house because smoke had nowhere to go, you know?
That is
an extremely dangerous situation.
To
if something like that would happen.
Is there something the gas company used to do on gas fireplaces where they would lock the flue or they would lock something on it? Was there ever anything like that where I could lock the flue closed and put a tag on it or something?
I mean, you would still need something so visual because you can't really see that flue.
Oh, okay.
It's not real visible, so you would still need some other way
to
be sure that no one's going to
ever start a fire. That's my biggest concern. I don't have any other concerns with what's going on in the attic with it just being closed off from the roof. No worries there.
So the worry that you'll really have there and not knowing what they've done from the roof and the top side is what you could have is now like an opening with exchange of air.
Okay.
Where you could be getting air from around your first floor, your fireplace, all inside the wall, now going up into the attic, because if they cut that off and if they left any openings, if they left anything not sealed up or closed, because the other thing with that chimney is they drywall the inside of that chimney box and like fire tape it like they would a garage in order to contain a fire.
Okay.
So if you ever did have a fire that got in there, now it might not be because you're making a fire, but if somehow you ever got a fire in there, if they left anything undone or if they tore out anything and was like, well, that doesn't really matter because it's not going to be used like a fireplace anymore. And another good reason to close this off from the front with some glass or something is just like if you did end up, say your house caught on fire in the living room, it could suck that fire up that chimney and get to your attic faster.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
So like considering a fire stop or something, making sure it's still good on the roof part at the top.
Okay.
Or blocking off the front of that and kind of going, I'm not going to let air suck in. I'm not going to let anything like that happen.
Mm-hmm.
Like get a piece of framed glass that screws to the metal that you got to pull out, you know, eight screws in order to get access to this and try and start a fire. That's going to slow your common person down or make most people think enough like, well, I wonder why they did that, you know?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much, Rich. I appreciate your help. I hope I didn't take up too much radio time.
No, this was great. I appreciate it. Great couple of questions for you, Diane. I appreciate it. And yeah, a lot for you to kind of work on now again and to think about. So, but hey, we're going to jump into our first break of the second hour, but don't fret, plenty of time for everybody. 314-436-7900 is going to find me. We'll take a short break. Don't touch that dial. More home improvement to come. Behind a rainy day. All right. Welcome back. Here we are. Second hour of the Home Improvement Show. Rich Orris here for you. 314-436-7900 is going to find me right here. Whatever you have, whatever you need, from your foundation to the peak of your roof, from how it's built, how it's put together, how to ventilate it, how to work it right, we'll get through whatever we can for you. And I'm right here for you. So again, you can find me 314-436-7900. And so last week I went over a question about wallpaper seams and repairing wallpaper seams. And it's easy for me because I have the head of my painting division, and I have a whole painting division that's loaded with painters that work for Mosby Building Arts. And I get my head painter to check out something like that with me and really look at it and see how good, bad, indifferent is this. Do we think the task is even going to work or not? Because like I talked about last week, it definitely depends on the type of paper, and it depends on humidity and the home and all sorts of different scenarios that make this to happen, cause this to happen, and then how you fix it, how you get through it, how you repair it. But one thing that I didn't mention, I looked up that because I'm sure my guys said that maybe they do use some of this, but there are wallpaper seam adhesives that come in like a squeezable tube, and there's three different ones listed of the most common listed there. That but there is one that says it really has a really good like precision tip for getting the glue where you need it and all of that. It kind of claimed that's the one that the professionals use the most is the Roman Stick Ease wallpaper seam repair adhesive. But Zinsser makes a repair adhesive. Red Devil makes a wallpaper seam adhesive repair. So, and they're all pretty much, they all say they're strong. I kind of did a comparison, the easy squeeze tubes and how you work it and everything. But again, kind of looking at if that's not working, then you're kind of looking at something a little bit deeper for you. And you got to kind of figure out, you know, what's happening, why is it failing, and what do you do to kind of get through to repair that. And it's really kind of the same as putting it on. You need clean surface. So sometimes there's too much dust, debris, there's the old adhesive that's kind of clumped up, and you got to kind of clean some of that out of there and really get that ready to go. And occasionally, if it hasn't been sealed before and the proper primer put on, then you might need to get a little bit of that and actually try and do that on that area into that, because sometimes it just doesn't stick to that paint or the type of the paint. So there's a lot that you could get into later on that could be a little deeper job than just putting in some seam, working it, rolling it, running it with like a little nice little flat scraper to flatten it out, clean off any excess, and it just sticks and holds. And sometimes you got to kind of hold it there for a while and let it set up. And another thing, if you do that, you can look at putting like a piece of painter's tape to kind of hold it in place and then peel that back off later to hold that seam down while that sets up and everything. So just a few thoughts on how you get through that type of repair, because it's definitely could be a DIY thing that would work really well for you. So, hey, we got Johnny on the phone. Let's go to the phones real quick and see what's going on. Are you there, Johnny?
Yeah, I'm here. Is this Rick?
It is.
Hey, Rick.
What's going on? How can we help you?
So, I had a couple questions. I bought a brand new home, new construction build. What's going on with those new construction homes? I mean, you pay all this money and they just rush through them.
Well, yeah, unfortunately, I definitely have seen my share of new construction built homes anywhere from under a year old to the first 3, 4, 5 years of just having all sorts of issues. And I think a lot of it is, if I had to guess, a lot of reasoning is manpower, labor shortage, training. It's products are good, but it's products not getting installed correctly to get the houses built the best way possible. So that's my take on like what's happening.
I bought the new home, and I get a washer and dryer installed, delivery team installed it, and I hook it all up, one of those front loaders.
Uh-huh.
And they hooked it up, and they just left. They put it on a wash, and next thing I know, a bunch of water's coming out of my drain.
Oh, gosh.
Rick.
Wow. So was it coming out of like the drain from the wall, like it was backing up?
Yeah, coming right out of my drain.
Wow, yeah.
Brand new home, Rick.
I wonder if they got some debris in there accidentally.
But whose fault is it?
Well, definitely whoever got if it's from debris, it would be the builder and whoever got the debris in the pipe. But yeah, those are hard battles to fight, because when you have a builder and everybody is a subcontractor, you've got like five different insurance companies. You've got all these different companies that worked on it, and you got the builder going back saying, well, the plumber didn't make sure nothing was in there. You got all the, you know, it's like finger pointing everywhere, and it becomes a very hard battle to get them to take care of and fix things, especially once it's past like the first year, the 12-month kind of warranty.
I hear you, Rick. I'm too old to be cleaning up water. My floor's rippled.
Oh, my gosh.
Brand new home, Rick.
Yeah. Yeah, that's rough. Unfortunately, most people I've seen is... It gets tough, because if you bring the same person back, you know, it's like, do they really fix it correctly? How well are things done? I come into a lot of homeowners that end up having a lot of these issues corrected in newer homes just themselves and out of their own pocket to make sure it's done well, done right, and that they don't have to worry about it again later on in the future. And it's a horrible situation for everybody, for everybody involved.
Me and my wife, we bought this new house thinking it'd be great. We're just trying to do things right with our retirement.
Yeah, and that's even a harder position, because yeah, when you've made this plan and you kind of finance everything out and you know what you're doing and how you're gonna, you know, you don't. One thing a lot of people don't put into the plan is I might need to do a bunch of repairs to a brand new home because they didn't build it correctly. And that's where you can run into a whole lot of trouble. But yeah, I would say you're just kind of in it. You can try and deal with the builder, but I haven't seen a lot of people have a lot of luck getting.
Talk to us.
Yeah. Yeah.
This brand new home on us.
Yeah.
And now my floors are ruined. Can't wash clothes.
Yeah, no, I appreciate the call, Johnny. I feel for your situation. I've had other clients in the exact same situation that I've dealt with in the past where they just had Mosby come out, take a look at the house, and we ended up just fixing everything that they needed fixed. But hey, Johnny, I appreciate the call. I got to get into our middle hour break here. For everybody else, I'm going to be right here. 314-436-7900. Hey, appreciate it. Appreciate the call, the conversation. Wish there was more I could do for you, but in the next segment, I can jump into a little bit more of different things that I've seen and had to go through, and maybe we'll do a little piece on the new construction and all of that. So we're going to take a short break. Don't go anywhere. More home improvement right after this. Hey, Rich Orris here for B&W Concrete. And let me tell you, let B&W be your source for all things concrete, like they are for me, for everything that I do and everything that I do with Mosby Building Arts. So, hey, for all your concrete services, you want them done the right way. You want them sealed the right way. They can do it all. No issues down the road. You know everything's going to be just perfectly correct from the base to the concrete. I was just at a house this past week talking about how a trench drain is installed incorrectly. It's too small, it's not draining, it's not working, and talking about how to do a better concrete drain, bigger, working, sized right for the area, so they can do that and everything for you. They can do poured concrete, foundations, retaining walls, decorative walls, flat work, doesn't matter. Check them out, bwconcrete.com, or give them a call, 636-458-3626.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized, interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grunes. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code podcast at grunes.co. That's code podcast at GRUNS.co.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Ro. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Ro. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Ro. Go to ro.co/listen to see if you qualify. Rx only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
All right, here we are. Here we have it. Here we go. More home improvement for everybody. And let's hear what you got going on, your topic. That's our topic. Love to hear from you today. 314-436-7900. We got two segments left here for you, so we got plenty of time for at least a couple calls here. But for now, let's just kind of let's extend off of Johnny's hardship there, phone call that boy, it seems like you could almost sue for some emotional distress or something from that, because I've seen it all too often. It's not a great situation. I've literally talked about it the past 2, 3, 4 weeks, different episodes of things that we find, things that we see. Sometimes it's some stuff, and sometimes it's really bad. Some are way worse than others, but you know, not everything's built right, not everything's installed right, and not everything's created equal just because they're a builder and they say they put it on. It's all about the person doing it. And one of the prime examples I'll give you that kind of proves that these things happen is, you know, the exterior material that they're using a lot for the outside of homes called the zip system. We've had a lot of focus on that, and there's a very specific way to install, to flash tape, to do everything that they need to make this system work. And when you do it, this system works really, really well. And this system's been here for quite some years. But now this system, you know, they've always required since day one you to roll the flashing tape, put weight on it, pressure on it, and smash this tape to the wall, to the system. Well, now what they've done is they've developed a specific roller that now they require you to use their specific roller. And it's not because they're trying to make money. I'll tell you that right off the bat. Because what they've done is they've put like Z's for zip on this roller. They've marked this roller so that when you use it, it puts imprints on the tape that they can tell that you've rolled it. So why would they do that? Because they've been battling so many people not doing it and installing it incorrectly that they're probably starting to get a bad name. It'll focus on the material because it's not installed right. So they've had to actually develop this and say, all right, here's what we're going to do. So they've inspected so many houses that were installed incorrectly that they've developed a tool to make sure that it's easy for them to know that you've done something correctly. So that's why they've done it. And a lot of it is going in wrong, and it's a shame. It really is. We need some education in our industry, and we need some control in our industry for who's doing what and how they need to do it. And unfortunately, if you can get that to happen, things just take more time and cost more money, and that all reflects on what you're buying, and it always comes out of your pocket in the end, whether it's a repair or paying to get it done right the first time. Paying to get it done right the first time is always the lesser expensive option for getting your house corrected. That's a no-brainer. But hey, we got Steve on the line. Let's get to the phone and let's see what's going on with Steve. You there? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
I can. Appreciate the call. How can we help?
Well, little conundrum here. I moved into what they call a garden-style condominium over 10 years ago. When I moved in, I'm on the bottom floor. There's somebody above me. When I moved in, I had noticed that there was a patch over my bathroom, which means under his bathroom, where, you know, there had been some water damage. It had dripped through. So, but, you know, basically nothing happened. You know, it looked like, okay, that problem is resolved. Now, probably couple years into it, I heard some dripping. I go, oh, okay. So I talked to him upstairs. And I said, hey, you got something going on up there. And probably what it was something, because it stopped dripping, no okay. more moisture for years. Okay.
Okay.
So I'm thinking, okay, it's time to, I'm going to sell this place. I'm going to move out. I've got another place to move into. And I get that fixed up and sure, you know, and then all of a sudden, sure enough, I'm getting a water stain up there. And I go, crud. After now I spent the time remodeling the bathroom, I got this water stain, and I talked to him. I said, hey, I don't know what's going on, but now I'm getting water again. But it's just like, okay, how do I approach fixing this? Do I need to cut out that new sheetrock up there, make sure I know where the leak is, and then, you know, repair, repaint, and then basically after that point, you know, if I sell the place and there was a drip up there, who's, you know, I don't really care about right now who's paying for it. I just got to get this done.
Yeah.
How do I approach this thing for selling the property and first getting it fixed correctly? Some people said, well, just cover it up. Those things happen. I'm like, yeah, well, that's probably not the right thing to do.
Yeah, well, it's definitely not the right thing to do for sure. But in this situation, typically the leak fix and the plumbing issue to correct the leak, if it's a plumbing issue, sometimes it could be a surface issue also. But generally, so that repair is the responsibility of the apartment above you. And basically, they may need to go through your ceiling to get that fixed. And typically, that repair would be kind of a part of the whole repair for their responsibility. But you're definitely right on with cut out the drywall and see where the water is coming from. Because it could be a plumbing issue. It could also be like a shower tub, shower floor, caulking, shower door. Sometimes showers and these fixtures just leak, and it's not necessarily a plumbing drain or a plumbing supply. It is most of the time, but occasionally it's just they put in, you know, maybe they put in a new bathroom, new tile wall, and now the caulk went bad. So it was all brand new for 2, 3, 4, 5 years. And then all of a sudden caulking went bad around the shower base. Now there's some water getting in, dripping down. So it could actually be something like that. But definitely you'll have to really find the source. You'll have to open up that ceiling. And that's what I would probably recommend for you is if you open up the ceiling and figure out this is where water is coming from, then you can show the photos, let them in the house, get the plumber or whatever. You could talk to the people upstairs and say, hey, this is what I figured out is going on. You need to get this corrected. So that's where I'd put you.
Yeah, my suspicion is it's kind of caulking. I think his daughter moved in for a while, and I'm kind of wondering if, you know, what happened, her being up there, maybe the shower curtain wasn't in the tub.
Exactly.
And, you know, something like that. That's my suspicion because I didn't have a problem for such a long time.
Yeah, that is very common, something that could have happened. The door didn't, you know, shower door didn't quite close all the way. Caulking went bad. Shower curtain was in the wrong spot. I had that happen years ago in my daughter's bathroom with one of her friends showering when they were kids. And it just wasn't set right. And there was water going everywhere. And I felt, you know, this other girl, her friend is in the shower. And I'm like kind of trying to keep my head tilted and clean up water off the floor while it's running everywhere and trying to move the shower curtain. And it just happens. So, yeah, it could definitely be something like that for sure. But I think that would be the best approach to know for sure is to get up in there and see the pipes, check all the plumbing. Then at least you can be sure of what you're telling the next person that you found and or fixed so that it shouldn't happen again. But, hey, great question, Steve. Appreciate it. I got to get to a tight, quick break here. So, hey, for everybody else out there, we'll have one more segment for you, 314-436-7900. We're going to take a short break, and we'll have plenty more home improvement in our last segment right after this. All right, welcome back, welcome back. We got a short time, so let's go straight to Keith and see what we could do to help out. Keith, can you hear me?
Yeah, Rich, how you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Quick question. It's deck season, and I've had some people come by. I'm hearing a product called Joist Tape. There are a couple of companies that have been pushing it real heavy. You know what that is?
Yes, absolutely.
Do you think that's and they're charging anywhere $250 to $3 a square foot installed on a deck. Is that worth it? Is it a fair price?
My guess is going to be that it is a fair price. It is more expensive than it seems like, and to put it on and everything, it can prolong the length of that frame, quite a bit. Basically, when they put it on top of the floor joist and then you screw through the floor joist, it will kind of seal up around that screw. So that's the first place that your frame starts to rot on your like 2x10 floor joists. Water starts getting into where the screws go into the wood, and it just, you know, the screws rust and it starts to kind of rot out from the top there. So typically, a framed deck with treated lumber is going to last a really long time. I mean, that frame could last 20 to 30 years. Now, the wood isn't quite what it used to be, so maybe it's a little bit shorter than some of that. Some of the 30, 35-year-old frames that are still there might be there because it was a little bit better wood before. So I still think you can get a pretty good longevity lived deck without it, but it definitely won't hurt, and it will add to the life some. So I think it's fine to go ahead and do it either way. It'll depend to your use of the deck. If you're moving in 5 years, then don't bother. That deck's going to last probably more than 20 without the tape.
And obviously they weren't using wood. They were using the steel, and they were just really downplaying how bad the treated lumber is. But I really don't, it's a lot more expensive for the steel, a lot more.
Yes, it is. Oh yes.
So in my case, I don't think it's really worth, I'm 60 years old. So I don't really think it's worth spending another 30, 40 grand for the difference on steel floor joists. And I don't need a 50-year warranty.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Nope. We definitely need to think about our own process and our own use. And the next use of, like, if you were leaving this house to your kids and you know, your son or daughter was going to take it over and move into it, then, you know, you might see a lot more value in getting in to something of that nature, because now maybe you do want it to last 50 years. But that's, you know, we all got to look at that. And a typical treated frame deck with composite on top of it is easily, you know, should last 20 years or more without the tape. So, all right. Appreciate the call, Keith. Jill, I apologize. We are completely out of time here. We're not going to have enough time, but definitely love to hear from you next week when we'll be back. We'll have plenty to do, plenty to talk about. And we'll be here to help you out and answer questions for you again. So, hey, from now to then, be good. Be good to each other. Be good to your homes. And I'll look forward to talking to Jill and everybody else next week.
Planning to have some get-togethers, a graduation party, Father's Day cookout, who knows? But is your outdoor space ready? Maybe you never got around to all those improvements you had been planning. Call Chesterfield Fence and Deck. Chesterfield Fence and Deck is the sign you have the very best. And whether you're looking for a new deck or a patio, a pergola, a sunroom, a screen room, or all of the above and then some, Chesterfield Fence and Deck can make the magic happen because they have 58 years of experience and they have thousands of satisfied customers. And they offer real value because when you spend the money, you get a project that is going to last for years to come. They only ever use the highest quality materials. They have their own installation crews. That's important because those crews have years of experience. If you mention me, Debbie Monterey, they'll offer you 20% off your next outdoor project. Give them a call, stop by, or they'll come to you. It's Chesterfield Fence and Deck, the sign you have the very best, chesterfieldfence.com.
Straight Realty has always been an industry leader when it comes to commissions, so it should come as no surprise that the recent Realtor settlement has only empowered us to continue offering our sellers even better rates. We now list homes for only 2%. Hi, I'm Christina Strait, owner of Strait Realty. Call me, 314-441-4444. Why pay more than 2? You can also listen to my podcast on my website, straightrealty.com.
Commissions are not regulated and are negotiable. Straight Realty is a licensed broker in the state of Missouri.
Dell PCs with Intel Inside are built for the moments you plan and the ones you don't. For the time you forgot your charger at the gate.
Passengers, we are now on our initial ascent.
Or when you're bouncing between projects like a ping pong ball. We build PCs with long-lasting battery life, so you're not scrambling for an outlet. And built-in intelligence, so you can stay focused on whatever you're doing. Dell Technologies, built for you. Dell.com/DellPCs.
My name is Christine, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, was a healthy 34-year-old, and 3 months later, he was gone. Thankfully, he had life insurance. Ethos made it so easy. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. 100% online, no medical exam. Life insurance didn't take away the loss, but it did give us the space to just grieve.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/protect. Ethos.com/protect.
Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Glover here from my friends at Cantor Injury Law. Cantor is local, and we're here doing the work every day. We're right here in St. Louis, and we're ready to fight for you. CantorInjuryLaw.com or call 314-628-9999.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be solely based on advertisements.
Ready to hit a home run with your backyard? Call Artistic Decks. We're celebrating 25 years of A-plus service with massive rollback pricing. Get a professional custom-built deck for less. Hit it out of the park with Artistic Decks. Call 314-280-0821 today.
News, talk, cards. KMOX AM St. Louis. KMOX FM Hazelwood. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
As the school year ramps up, so does the time your family spends online, whether it's helping with homework, managing busy schedules, or staying connected. It's a great time to refresh your digital life, but you need a digital sidekick that works quietly in the background without slowing you down. That's where Webroot comes in. Webroot offers flexible protection for individuals and families, from standalone products to all-in-one bundles. While you handle the back-to-school rush, Webroot works to block harmful websites before you click, keeps your password secure and easy to manage, and even optimizes your devices to keep them running smoothly. It's fast, light, and effective protection designed for your everyday life. Go to webroot.com/odyssey to get 60% off today. That's webroot.com/odyssey. Live a better digital life with Webroot, because peace of mind shouldn't be optional. Visit webroot.com/odyssey today to get 60% off. Again, that's webroot.com/odyssey.